What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Locked on Sharks, the premier hockey podcast covering your favorite team in the Bay Area. We're back. We have more off-season content because we are the content boys. We are working to save the franchise by trading one of the defensemen for William Nylander. Hey, he makes half the money of them and is also really good. So the Leafs are going to do something stupid, and I would like the Sharks to be on the receiving end of the good fortune of that stupid move. But that's just me personally. I don't know what you want, but we're trying to save the franchise, and we're back today looking at guys who are actively hoping to join the Sharks. We are going to look back at the season of the Barracuda forwards. Spoiler, there's three guys I've never heard of on this team. And I doubt that JD's really ever heard of them either until he did this assignment. You cannot tell me that this first guy, you knew who he was. I call bullshit. But we'll get into it. We'll look at their seasons. We'll do the same thing we did for the two draft classes where we kind of talk about where we see them going next year and beyond. Content time. Go content.
You're Locked on Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked on Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm your host, Kyle Demetrius. Back with me, as always, is co-host JD, the Carlos Sainz to my Charles Leclerc.
We're never coming.
You know what that is?
The Charles Leclerc?
Yeah.
I know the Sainz guy. Yeah. He's the guy who's like over in Europe that's never coming over, right?
No, Carlos Sainz and Charles Leclerc are the drivers for Ferrari in F1. Who the hell is Sainz?
Oh, no, it's Tony Sins or whatever. What's his name? Yeah.
Oh, Tony Sund.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, man, a Tony Sund appearance in 2022. Yes. Jeez. Charles Leclerc and Carlos Sainz are drivers for Ferrari in F1. Three off there. I'm in F1 now. I'm watching Drive to Survive. I'm halfway through season two. Actually, I'm almost done season two. I figured now that I have to pretend to be Australian.
To get into cars, they go vroom, vroom. The Noah Gallagher of cars.
Most of them perform quite well all the time.
Great. Noah Gallagher performs quite well in other countries, as we've seen so far.
Yeah. Has he scored more than just that one goal, though?
I don't know.
Hey, let's quickly, before we get into this, because I mean, I don't really care. But
well, we record this Sunday night, so who knows?
Championship hockey. Let's see here. IIHF. Okay. Norway edges Great Britain in shootout thriller. Interesting. I want points. Hold on. World Championship Hockey 2022 points.
Bortolo did have a nice shorty on the other day.
I see Riley Barber. Scoring leaders. Can you guess who's got the most points? They have six.
I know Blickfeld had a Hattie,
I'm just kidding. You've never heard of this person. It's Roman Trevenka for the Czech Republic, followed by Dennis Malgin, who I thought was Russian, but apparently he's Swiss. He's got 5 points. Matej Blumel of the Czech Republic has four. Marcus Lauridsen of Denmark has four. Joachim Blickfeld's hat trick means that he's fifth. He's only his 3 points. Pierre-Luc Dubois, Josh Anderson, Matthias Brome. Where's another Shark? Timo is seventh in scoring. He's got 3 points. Where's Noah? Noah Gregor has 2 goals.
Good for him.
Noah, he has as many goals as Ken Johnson, who's
half his age.
Other people with 2 goals. Calvin Thurkauf, Pavel Regenda. Oh, the infamous Matthias Plakta. And also his friend, Mathis Olim. What a crazy name that is. Rasmus Asplund also has 2. Noah Gregor and Ken Johnson. Currently being outscored by Jonas Siegenthaler. And a guy named Enzo Corvi.
Corvi!
Enzo Corvi's a sick name. There's also a Finn named Tony Rajala, which is cool. Oh, there's a German. Leonard, but Leonhard. Foderl. 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 That's awesome. Okay, but anyway, that's not what we're here for. We are here to talk Cuda. Baby Sharks. Actually, Barracuda is not a baby shark at all. It's a completely different fish.
It is a completely different fish.
I think barracudas are really big, though, right?
I think so. Big. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, do you like, before we get into this, do you like the barracuda logo?
It's fine.
I kind of like it, actually.
Yeah.
Surprisingly. Plot twist.
I don't like the new black, like, jersey where it's like spells CUDA like with the vertical.
Diagonal font. What is this, 1994?
Yeah, it's just CUDA, so it feels really small on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Barracuda would be better because it'd be more like the Rangers where it's got
yeah,
more letters.
Type of thing. But yeah, they went the full like stealth jerseys with the CUDA. But yeah, I mean I feel like the CUDA, they're putting a lot of, we talked about this the other day, or they're putting a lot of effort into the CUDA to be good next, or at least competitive with the new building. We're getting the AHL All-Star game here in a couple of years. Yeah. So,
but they did play last year. They were bad. They were
terrible.
Remember partway through this or getting close to the end of the season, people were like, oh, they're on a winning streak. They're going to make the playoffs. We need this guy and this guy. And then they lost 14 straight games.
Close 15.
15. 15. Hey, woo.
Yeah.
Way to be. That's how you want to close out your season with 15 straight losses. But anyway, we're just going to go through these guys alphabetically and let's fire up the first one because it's absolutely hilarious. Yes. And you cannot sit here and look at me and tell me you know who Tyler Bird is. I have never heard of this person.
I do know who Tyler Bird is.
No, you didn't.
I was watching CUDA games at the end of the season to watch our Lord and Savior Gushin and LaRock. But Tyler Bird. So the way we're doing this is we're going to guys who kind of predominantly played on the CUDA or kind of if they played on the Solar Bears, they played some games on the CUDA. That way we can try to cover them as well. Our Tyler Bird here, he played 3 games with the CUDA, didn't have any points, played on the Orlando Solar Bears. 48 games played this season, 19 goals, 14 assists, 33 points. Not too bad for the ECHL, but yeah, he was called up on the Barracuda at the end of the season when they had no people left. So yeah, whatever. Tyler Bird.
Tyler Bird was actually drafted in round 5 by Columbus in 2014. Yeah. What a crazy career.
He's going to be 26 this summer, so it's like...
He's literally not factoring in anything. This is just hilarious. He played weird prep school, and then he went to 2 more different prep schools. Then he played 4 years in the NCAA at Brown, where he really didn't score any points. Then he played for the Wheeling Nailers, sick. The Reading Royals, or Reading, I should say. Don't get mad at me if you're from Pennsylvania. Then the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, all in 2018-19. These are all ECHL teams. Then went to the Solar Bears, got loaned out to the Syracuse Crunch for 5 games, then back to the Solar Bears for a season, then this past season, Solar Bears, and then more Syracuse Crunch loaning and Barracuda loaning. He is 100% an ECHL player through and through.
Yep. So, next.
Good on you, Tyler Bird. Next on the docket.
Here's a good one.
Joachim Blickfeld. Long time prospect. Can we consider him a prospect now before we get into his stats? He's kind of getting...
He's getting long in the tooth when it comes to the old prospect. But I mean, I guess since he still hasn't played 100 games or 200 games, it's still, he's on the edge of being a prospect. And he's 23. He'll be turning 24 in July. This season, he played all in the Barracuda. Unlike last year, we actually got a couple games in the Sharks in the 2021 season. But this year, all on the Barracuda, 61 games, 24 goals, 21 assists, 45 points. And I don't know what to do with Blickfeld because I just don't see him making an impact on the Sharks. I know this was kind of funny. I know plus minus is a garbage stat. I'm going to just go ahead and get it out there. Joachim Blickfeld was literally the worst guy in the AHL with a minus 47. He led the Barracuda in points, but also was a minus 47.
Sick. They should put him on the team just for that reason on the Sharks. I think he's just your guy who's going to be a solid farmhand in the AHL and just together in the NHL. He's played – here, I have it up here. Where is he? Last year he had 5 games in the NHL. The year before that he had 3 games in the NHL. So he's played 8 NHL games. He's got 1 point. He scored a goal.
He also killed.
He killed Nathan MacKinnon. He was sick in his last year for Portland. I mean, he had 114 points in 68 games. And the year before that, he was a point per game guy. And the year before that, he was 58 points in 63 games. So he's got a pedigree where he can score. I just don't know if that's going to translate to the NHL, especially because he's going to be what, 25? You said 24.
He'll be 24, but it's like he's not going to be the best player on the CUDA next year. Like he's been the best player on the CUDA for the past, you know, at least this year. You could argue he's the best player on the CUDA, but that's not going to be the case anymore. When you have, I mean, the CUDA have also been very talent deprived, and I think he's just going to be an AHL guy.
Yeah, I think next year we see him back in the. Is he a free agent by any chance, or is he a thingo? RFA?
I believe.
I'm pulling it up. I closed my tab by accident to look at something silly. Joachim Blichfeld, where are you, homie? Where is he? Oh, he's down here. He is an RFA.
Right. Yep. So,
question: does he get re-signed, or do they just let him out into the universe?
I think they'll re-sign him. Because you've already spent this much time drafting and I know he was a 7th-round pick, but like you spent this much time developing him. I think you give him one more year, especially if you kind of want the CUDA to be good. He can be a good player on the CUDA. I think they do re-sign him.
I don't know. Maybe a 1 year.
Yeah, just 1 year.
Have him back. But like, yep. Honestly, if he's not re-signed, they're just like, he's not back. Yeah. I wouldn't be shocked, to be honest with you. Yeah. If he doesn't re-sign, though, he's going to have to buy potentially a cheaper car.
Yes.
To drive his ass to his new team.
Yes.
And if his car needs some upgrades, maybe needs some parts, maybe he just wants to change out like the windshield or something like before that, for a cross-country drive, he can definitely do it at rockauto.com. And we don't know what kind of car Joachim drives, but with the ever-increasing number of makes and models, Canadian Tire, your Princess Auto, whatever, what's the local store in Fresno called?
Sure.
You have a car. You've never fixed your car?
My car is a year old.
Oh, lucky guy. Yeah. Anyway, whatever your local chain store is.
Plus, I get all my parts from Rock Auto.
Very good. They don't have everything. Sometimes they got to order it in. Maybe they got to get it from a different store. It takes time. Why go up to the guy in there and be like, hey, I have a Honda Accord. What model or what year? What trim? Four-door, two-door? All the dumb questions that you could just pull at your phone, your old pocket computer, and go to rockauto.com and save your time and money, because you don't have to spend 30, 50, or even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store. You can spend way less at rockauto.com. And Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. We both are proponents of doing it yourself. They have everything you could possibly need. Brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, new carpet. Friend of the show bought windshield wipers. Very cheap, like $5 a wiper. I need new windshield wipers. Guess where I'm going? Rockauto.com. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in there. How did you hear about us box? So they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Okay, moving right along.
Yeah.
Next guy is
Sasha Chmielewski. So he played majority of his games with the CUDA. He did get a nice extended run with the Sharks at the end of the season last year, but still want to cover him with the Barracuda, since I think he's going to be a guy who could potentially start the season on the Barracuda next year, and then maybe work his way back up as well. But in his 47 games with the Barracuda, he had 12 goals, 25 assists for 37 points. He played 19 games with the Sharks this year and had 8 assists. Last year, he had 5 games with the Sharks, had 2 assists as well. Again, another one of those 6th-round picks from the 2017 class, where he is, I believe, also going to be an RFA this year. Yes, he's also an RFA this year, so they're going to have to decide. I think they'll re-sign him, and I think he
You think so? Because he hasn't really been that good.
Yeah, but he no, the coaching staff liked him at the end of the season. He got a nice run at the end of the season. I think he will be in play for that 4C.
Really interesting, because I think Reedy, he has no Weatherby, shot.
Shmulevsky, I think so. Yeah,
I think he has no shot. I think he's back on the CUDA. I think I think they'll definitely re-sign him, especially if it's coming down to like him or Blickfeld or John Leonard. I think he probably has the inside track, but you really think he's going to make the Sharks over? Like, there's a lot of guys that are going to be. I just said
he's in the running. I didn't think he would. I didn't say he'd win.
Okay, so you think he's in the running, even though you just listed off guys that are clearly better than him?
You never know. I mean, we've seen guy, you know, Noah Gregor won the position at one point too. So coming out of training camp. So yeah, I like I said, I think he's in the running. I think he does start the season as on the Barracuda, and then he'll probably get called up again at some point. So I think though it's interesting where Blickfeld and him, they've been kind of similar points that, you know, Blickfeld's definitely produced more, but Shmulevsky, I think, has earned the trust of the coaching staffs and management to actually get like an extended run with the Sharks. And he looked solid with the Sharks at the end of the year, and Logan Couture stole a goal from him. I'll never forget Couture.
Well, Shmulevsky had a better point per game than Blickfeld last year. I just think with the influx of talent and young guys coming in that are going to need time to prove what they're worth to the organization, mm-hmm. I think guys like Shmulevsky's and stuff, they've been around a lot. We're like, oh yeah, Shmulevsky prospect. I think people just need to let go of some of the, like, it's just time to move on from some guys. I don't think they're going to move on from Shmulevsky.
But having him
in the running for like 4C is just, I just don't see why. When you've got like Scott Reedy there and you've got other guys, especially when your fourth line isn't what he does at all.
Yeah.
I don't see how he would make the third line. I just think he's in a tough spot where he hasn't been so lights out, same as like a Blickfeld, where he hasn't been so lights out that he forces his way onto the team. But he's not like terrible where you just let him go, but all this new talent is going to pass him by.
Yeah. Eventually they're going to pass him by. But I still think having guys who you just don't want all the children running around on the Barracuda. I think having like your Shmulevskys and your Blickfelds who've been there for a while and, you know, can kind of help those guys get adjusted isn't the worst thing in the world. So, and then if, you know, when the other guys get passing by, then you just don't re-sign them. So type of thing.
I guess, but you also, it's a numbers game too. You're running out of spots for people. And the more you
keep Tyler Bird.
Tyler Bird will be nowhere near the AHL next year. I just think when if it comes down to it and Shmulevsky's taking time away from a Brandon Coe, then you're doing yourself a disservice, because Shmulevsky, again, is 23. It's not old, but he's been in the system for a million years now. So yeah.
No, I think next year is kind of it for Shmulevsky, though. So moving on. Zachary Gallant.
Speaking of guys that should not be taking time over other people.
No. Zachary Gallant. So last year he played 53 games, 3 goals, 10 assists for a nice 0.25 points per game. He's again kind of one of those whatever guys right now. I career AHLer, I don't think we really need to spend a lot of time on him, to be honest. So
weirdly, only his second season with San Jose Barracuda. I feel like this is a guy that's just always been on the CUDA. Again, he's 23, but this is definitely a guy that, like, this is the classic guy that if he's a FA, where is he? It's not even on here. Oh, Zach Gallant. He's an FA. Why would you resign him?
Yeah. You know, you've got a bunch of guys coming in. So, yep. Sorry, Gallant.
Sorry, buddy. Thanks for your service.
Yep. Justin Gareffa, small boy, spent a lot of time with the polar bears this year.
You mean the solar bears? It'd be sick if they were the Orlando polar bears.
The solar bears, yes. Sorry, I'm gonna do 20 things at once here. Didn't do much, didn't do anything with the CUDA. 11 games, 0 goals, 0 assists. So nice, even 0 points per game. Last year, but small boy who the Sharks signed a couple years ago. But again, he's been playing with the Solar Bears. 38 games, 9 goals, 13 assists, 22 points for them. And then also played with the Tulsa Oilers in 9 games. Had 7 goals, 7 assists, 14 points. And then had 9 points in the playoffs for the Tulsa Oilers as well in the ECHL. So dude can shoot. But yeah, again, small boy.
Too much incoming talent.
Yeah.
Back at me. Back to the ECHL you go.
Back to the ECHL for you. Next, a fun one. Jaden Hubwalks. So Hubwalks, 59 games played, 17 goals, 24 assists. Very nice, 0.69 points per game. Also played a little bit with the Sharks this year. Where he, why take forever to pull him up? He had, I think he played like 3 games. Let me pull that up with the Sharks right now. He 3 games, had 1 assist. Didn't look lost on the Sharks at all. But again, so he's also older. He's 20, just turned 25. So it might be another one of those things where you're. Again,
he hasn't really progressed. Like, he had 35 points in 64 games, and he had 35 points in 55 games, and he had 11 and 25, and then this year had 41 and 59. So he went up a little bit, but like, he's probably not going to get much better than this, and this isn't good enough to be on the Sharks at this point.
Yeah, and he's all speed, and again, you have Noah Gregor who does the exact same thing. So, and yeah, I would just rather play Noah Gregor at this point. So
Hubgovax is actually a UFA.
So yeah,
he did not accrue the required games by the age of 25. If they just let him walk, I think that's fine. Especially if you're re-signing Shimolevsky and Blichfeld and those guys to be the leaders, I think it's totally fine to let somebody like Hubgovax go, who's older than them as well.
Yep. So, but before we continue, got to take a little snack break. And of course, there's only one snack that we reach for. That's Built Bars. Built Bars right now have an amazing new product, the Birthday Cake Puffs. Imagine dipping your finger into a plastic tub of birthday cake frosting, then opening your eyes and realizing that it was only 150 calories and 16 grams of protein. That's what it's like to really eat a birthday cake puff from Built Bar. If you haven't tried the puffs, I'll let you know a little secret, because that's what friends do. And we are friends here at Locked On Sharks. Chocolate covered marshmallow protein bar. Yeah, you heard me. Delicious flavored marshmallow covered 100% chocolate. Make every day your birthday with Built's birthday cake puffs. Built is taking the delicious experience of biting into a fresh slice of birthday cake, covered in 100% chocolate, and added sprinkles with 150 calories, 16 grams of protein, and only 9 grams of sugar. This limited time flavor is an amazing option if you're looking for a healthy way to get flavor and variety in your day. So head to built.com. Get your birthday cake puffs now and use the promo code LOCK15 to get 15% off your order. Again, use the promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at built.com. I didn't do a little caption. Sorry, guys.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Sucks to suck.
Yep. Next.
Dylan Hamlick. Oh, remember when I think they traded up for this guy. God.
This is this traffic is not working out for the Sharks.
No.
So he was a second round pick in the 2019 draft class, 55th overall. This year, first season in the pros, 44 games, 3 goals, 6 assists, 9 points. Yeah.
I never got the choice at the time when he was drafted in 2000. When was he drafted? 2018.
Yeah.
He was coming off a 26 point in 31 game season. I think he had a knee injury. And I was like, okay, well, maybe.
And he's the best.
And then he had 31 points in 56 games, 13 and 16, which is better. 9 and I don't know. I don't know what they say.
And he was playing like fourth line minutes for the Cuda at the end of the season and stuff. It's just, yep. Sorry.
But he's still under contract. Until the end of 2024. So it's not like he's going anywhere, but I think with this guy, you really got to see some progress.
I honestly don't think he plays in the NHL at this rate. Yep. So
at this rate, which is totally fair assessment.
Yep. Next, Timur Akhmatov. 1 goal, 1 assist in 23 games played. 0.09.
Timur Ibragimov is such a cool name too.
It is a cool name. So so 0.09 points per game again. So he's 21. He doesn't turn 22 till October. Big boys, very big, good sized boys, 6 foot 201, but he's at one goal so far in his time in North America. For SKA St. Petersburg, he like in MHL, he had like back in 2019-2020. He had five goals and 7 points in seven games in the MHL. He played on TPS last year in the 2020-21 season. Had eight goals and 14 points in 51 games.
Doesn't seem like a goal. Doesn't seem like an offensive guy.
No.
He's under contract next year, so he'll be back unless he wants a weird release to Russia. But was he the guy that played good defense?
Sure.
I don't know. We'll ask somebody, but right now he's just a guy.
Yep, just a guy. So not just a guy. John Leonard.
He's going to be a free agent, just a guy.
Yeah, so Johnny Leonard had a very slow start to his season this year, but really cranked it up at the second half of the season. Was actually the AHL Player of the Week, one of the weeks. He had in 45 games, he had 17 goals, 15 assists, and 32 points. Played on the Sharks, played 14 games. This year, we had one goal, one assist, and 2 points. Got hurt at the end of the season blocking a shot with a knee injury. You know, we talked about him before where it feels like he's one of those guys where it takes a little bit for him to kind of get into it. Like he needs a couple games to kind of get into it. The Sharks are going to have to kind of make a decision with him. As you said, he's an RFA. So I assume they will re-sign him.
I think he's the one that goes.
Mm.
Well, ideally, I don't think you can have all of these guys back. So ideally, I think I would let Blichfeld go.
Yeah.
Well, Halbgevox too, but yes. Out of Blichfeld, Shimolevsky, Leonard, I would let Blichfeld go personally.
Yeah.
But I feel like Leonard might be the odd man out.
It's very, yeah. He'll be 24 in August. He was a goal scorer. UMass, he had that 27 goals in 33 games in 1920 before he jumped over to the Sharks. But he hasn't really found his scoring touch until the last half of this season and then in the AHL. And then he, blocks a shot and hurts his knee. And so tough.
It seemed like his minutes, when he got called up, he got some minutes, but it quickly went away. Again, same as the end of last season where his role dwindled and dwindled and dwindled. And I just don't know if the Sharks view him as somebody they would rather have than a Bortolo or an Eklund or a Ko, and obviously like a Veal who plays a different role, but he's still going to get time. I just don't know. I just don't know if they re-sign him. It's just an easy person to let go, even though I think that he would be more valuable going forward, but it just seems like his role has diminished every year. And the slow starts don't help. But he was a 0.71 points per game, so he's better than
he got it going in the second half of the season. Mm-hmm. So I think they re-sign him just because of what they saw in the second half of the season. So
I think he deserves another shot, but I wouldn't be shocked. I would be kind of shocked if Shimolevsky didn't get re-signed, but I wouldn't be shocked if John Leonard was it.
Yep. Jake McGrew. 57 games.
Random people.
12 goals, 11 assists, 0.4 points per game. He's a little bit older, so he is 20. He just turned 23, actually. Sorry. From Orange County, too. Good for you, buddy. Sixth round pick from the 2017 draft class. It feels like they're all just late round picks. So,
yep.
He played a little bit of. He had three games at the Orlando Solar Bears this year as well, where he had 3 goals, 3 assists, and 6 points in that time. I just think he's just going to be a career AHL guy. So
yeah, he was never lights out scoring in
his best minors season, either. He had 31 goals with Spokane. His 18-19 season,
but it was still like yeah, and I don't think he had a ton of assists either. I think he probably topped it at like 54 points, something like that. So yep. just a guy, maybe a veteran, more of a veteran guy in the CUDA, but yeah, they've got a lot of those right now.
Yep. Antoine Morant, the Sharks acquired him at the trade deadline because they needed warm bodies to play on the CUDA. Yeah, so I don't think he is going to be part of the Sharks going.
he's an RFA. Just don't resign him.
Yeah. So yeah, he just turned 23. He was a second round pick by the Ducks in 2017. Yeah, he played with the Syracuse Crunch. He played 44 games for them, had 4 goals, 6 assists, 10 points, and then the 14 games with the CUDA, 14 goals, 1. 14 games, sorry, 1 goal, 3 assists. So
we can just breeze past.
Yeah,
au revoir, Antoine Monet.
Yeah. Steen.
Speaking of breezing past people.
Yeah. I know he was signed so the Sharks could get Brinson. It was a package deal. And then I know Brinson was like basically out a lot of the year too. And I think Steen kind of bounced between the AHL and the ECHL. With the CUDA this year, he had 24 games, 1 goal for 1 point. And with the Solar Bears, he had 16 games played, 4 goals, 2 assists, 6 points total. So again, whatever.
Steen Pashnuk is also 27.
Yes. So
And the NCAA, he had a career total of 11, 19, 21 points in like 100 and something games.
Yeah.
Moving on.
So yeah, they had to sign him to get his brother, who they really wanted anyway. Adam Raska. Noted pest. He played a couple games with the Sharks as well this year, but spent the majority of his time with the CUDA. So he played 49 games with the CUDA, 5 goals, 9 assists, 14 points, also 5 games with the Sharks and, have any points,
but not a points based player.
No, he is your
in the ass based player.
Yeah, yes, that's what he does. So, yeah,
kind of a logjam for him though, because Jeffrey Veal's on the team.
Yes, Jeffrey Veal, and
yeah, I mean, so. Like Gajoyevich also kind of plays that like bigger annoying guy role. So, a couple guys in front of him, but I he's the classic.
Yep.
Hangs out in your team and then eventually plays like half a season for you.
Yep. And yeah, he's still under contract for a while because he was part of the 2020 draft class. So yeah, he is under contract through the 23-24 season. So he'll be. Do you think he gets any more games next year on the Sharks?
Yep. If they, like, say Veal gets hurt or Gajevich is out, there's always going to be room for a guy like this, especially when you see coaches like Bob, depending on who the coach is next year. But when a guy like Bob, he's always going to want a guy like this in the lineup for better or for worse. So yeah, to punch.
I'm going to go like this. If I score a goal, it's your own fault.
All right, Ty, I'm just going to bite the air like this. Yeah, I think there's always going to be room for a guy like this. So I think he probably gets a couple more games unless unless all of their enforcer guys go away, then he can get a lot of games. But he's going to be your classic, hey, we need a tough guy call up.
Yep. So Kyle Topping.
The existence of a Kyle Topping leads them to believe that there's a Kyle Bottoming as well.
Yes. Kyle Topping, he 48 games, 4 goals, 15 assists, 0.4 points per game. Also, I think, did he spend some time with, he also played with the Solar Bears as well. He had 10 games, 2 goals, 10 assists, 12 points in that time. He was a free agent signing from the Kelowna Rockets, where he
was basically a point per game player in his last 3 seasons. 33 and 33, 69, 68, and 65. Actually, he was dead on a point per game player in his last 3 seasons.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think if I remember right, I think it was a knee injury or something like that kind of messed with him, if I remember. But he's only 22, doesn't turn 23 until November. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's. I think he's only a bear. He's only a Barracuda contract. He's not actually with the Shark, like as an NHL deal. Wouldn't be surprised if he's still hanging around with the Cuda next season. So,
yeah, I mean, classic AHL guy.
Yep. Huh. And then last, Evan Wyman,
a guy who I feel like has been on the team for literally ever.
they built the team around him.
Yeah, the whole team is built of Evan Wingers.
Yes. I always screw up spelling his name because the EI and then the NG thing, I always get them all mixed up. He had 12 goals, 12 assists, 24 points in 60 games with the Barracuda this year. Last year split his time with the COVID season with Liga and the Barracuda, where he also had 8 points with 28 games for the Barracuda. But yeah, he's been on the Barracuda since the 2018-19 season. He's just turned 25.
Just please let him be free.
Yeah.
We don't, with the influx. So this is my big thing, and Wenger's a perfect person to bring this point up again. With all of the guys coming in, your Coes, your Gushins, Bordalo's probably not, but maybe Bordalo. Who else is coming? Cardwell, Robbins, Weisblatt. All of these guys are coming in.
Lines of dudes right there that you just added.
That was like seven or eight guys. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You don't have to fill up with the Wengers and stuff. And if it comes down to where some of these guys get called up or some of these guys get hurt and you need bodies, an Evan Wenger is always available somewhere.
Yep.
They're always available. You can find them even from the ECHL. Go find them other places, sign one. They're going to be around. Mm-hmm. You don't need to. We're at a different point in the Sharks for the last like decade plus. They haven't had a ton of prospects because they trade them away. They trade away their draft picks.
They're picking late. Type of thing.
Exactly. Whereas now you have this.
Yeah, you notice all the guys that we talked about was like, you know, Sasha, Bookfield. They're like sixth and seventh round picks, like just hanging around. Like
next year, we're going to talk about a first round pick, a second round pick, a third round pick, a fourth round pick, another first
round
pick.
Like you're having a lot of dudes coming in. So,
yeah. And so you don't have to fill up your team with your Evan Wingers and your Joachim Blickfelds and these guys, Jaden Hobgavox, who are in that like 23, 24, 25, 26, 27. Like yep. Steen Pastrnak is 27 years old. He shouldn't be anywhere near this team. You've got a lot of guys that are going to need time and need development, and you don't need a lot of these guys to come back. And if you need one, you can find one. They're eminently available. It's not like you're trying to find Brent Burns, you're trying to find Evan Wenger. It's just, he's going to make money playing a game he loves either here in Europe or ECHL. So it's fine. But like the development of the Sharks, they need to focus on integrating all of those guys and don't worry so much about having these guys fill out the team or because they've been with the team and just have a few Sashas and Leonards to.
Yeah. Those guys have had their chance. If they haven't made it by now, it's not like one more season for Sasha's going to make or break if he's going to be an NHL player or something like that. Like
exactly. But he could be a good leader of the even good leader of Barracuda.
Yes.
Leader of children. Yeah. So, Barracuda, Tyler Bird, funniest thing I've seen. I'm glad we led with Tyler Bird. If you are passionate about the Barracuda and have Cuda thoughts, or if you know if Timur Ibrahimov plays defense, please let us know on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Locked on Sharks. YouTube, Locked on Sharks, close to 800, possibly over 800 by the time you hear this.
Hopefully.
Email lockedonsharks@gmail.com. Amazon, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast, Locked on Sharks. JD, my fry hole.
Kyle, at Kyle Demetrius. The way you spell words that are spelled that way. Haven't done that one in a while. No. Thank you guys for making us your first San Jose Sharks listen. We'll be back tomorrow with something that we're going to cook up with. Or go check out some of the other podcasts, such as the Locked On NHL, especially with the playoffs rolling along. I can't believe that thing happened last night. Can you believe that, Kyle? Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. They'll be showing that for the rest of our lives. Or go check out one of the other amazing podcasts, such as
Locked On White Sox.
Bye, friends.